More than 100 kids from every public housing development in the city, from the Bronx to Staten Island, are coming up with ways to improve where they live. The teenagers are part of the New York City Housing Authority's first youth leadership councils, as WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez reports.
Kids from public housing in Queens had never really spent time with kids from public housing in Brooklyn or Manhattan. But at their first meeting at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, they learned they have similar experiences. Like, they all know to stay away from the windows at night and the staircases. Their main concerns are cleanliness and safety. During one of their sessions, Curtis Williams, who works for the Housing Authority, asks kids about those big spotlights that cast a cone of light outside of their public housing complexes.
You know, at nighttime, it's like a movie set. It's real, real bright. Who has that at that? You have that, Chelsea? What do you think about those?
15-year-old Tafari Orlando Gaderison hates them.
I feel like them lights is mad big. Like, they be mad loud. So I be trying to sleep on the ears.
The spotlights are meant to deter crime. But public housing kids say it's degrading and that the bright spotlights make them feel like they're being invaded.
It was like a symbol saying, like, we already did something wrong even though we didn't do anything.
But 15-year-old Mathea Parker says the streetlights go out often and the spotlights keep her from walking in the dark.
There's, like, a lot of crackheads and, like, they curse at themselves. If there's a light and people looking out their windows, then at least they gonna see, you know.
17-year-old Sierra Craig says the Housing Authority didn't put the lights in the right places, though.
I'd, like, put little light posts in places where you need them, like by the back door.
The back door of the Ravenswood development in Queens.
The back door, it be going down.
That's
at the
what
back
I'm trying
door.
To say. Like, it's very dirty and there's rats all over the place. And sometimes, like, men who drink a lot, they just chill back there.
Curtis Williams introduces an idea. Maybe the Housing Authority could get the kids' input before it starts new initiatives. This is the goal of the NYCHA Youth Leadership Councils, for kids to work with the Housing Authority and lawmakers to try to change policies in their housing developments. And to keep the kids engaged long-term, William says they'll also get some perks.
Rewarding them, whether it's with basketball games. We have tickets for, to go see the Brooklyn Nets play. But then also we want them to feel a sense of purpose and, you know, and a pride that they're making a difference in the community.
They'll work on beautification projects when the weather gets nicer, volunteer at soup kitchens and senior centers. William says a similar program changed his life.
NYCHA, the community center, community operation, you know, it saved my life. I was a troubled youth.
But then he met a guy named Mr. Martin, Milton Martin. He ran the community center in the Hamels Housing Development in Far Rockaway. The first time Williams left the peninsula, he was almost an adult. Mr. Martin took him to his first Broadway show.
We seen Michael Jordan's first game at the Madison Square Garden. As a male and a basketball fan, you don't forget those type of things. And so as I got older and I became the director of that very same center, and even now when we're doing this, you know, that's where the passion comes from.
One of the goals of the councils is also to build pride among kids living in public housing. It's a sensitive subject for 17-year-old Lydia Holloman. Her hair is in thick, hot pink braids with a few that are royal blue. But you can see that her natural hair is a curly, dirty blonde.
I would ask my friend, like, hey, you want to come over? She's like, where you live at again? Mass Harbor. Oh, no, I'm not going out there, you know. Yeah, it's hard.
In an effort to increase pride, 17-year-old Nasir Scott, who everyone calls Naz, came up with the idea to start a clean campaign aimed at the adults in the building mostly. He says they're the ones who urinate in the elevators and put their garbage in the staircases.
I would just tell people around me, like, listen, you have to keep this clean because this is where we live.
I didn't know that I was going to come in and people were going to actually, like, feel the same way I did and share some of the same opinions.
That's Mathea Parker again.
And hopefully we can make a change to the small cracks. Pour cement into the cracks.
Most kids said they don't feel great when they step into their complexes, but they said they do feel proud and safe when they walk into their apartments. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.